Welcome, everyone. We'll get started here. We don't want to keep your parents up past their bedtime. Thanks for all coming, everyone. It's good to be here tonight. You know, the Christmas season is so busy, and it flies by every year, and it's good to spend the night just thinking about what Christmas is really all about. The name of the present, the program is The Best Christmas Present Ever, and that best Christmas present ever is Jesus. His name is up there on the cross. You know, we're all sinners, and God had a plan. He sent his own son to come to earth and be born as a man, and he had to die on the cross to pay for our sins. So that's the best present ever. In this program, there's a character called Rod Stark, and he keeps talking about a 2,000-year-old man. And I just want to make it real clear so everyone understands that Jesus is God's son, and he's eternal, okay? He don't have a beginning or an end. So when we're talking about celebrating Jesus' birthday, we're just talking about celebrating when he came to earth 2,000 years ago. But Jesus is eternal. I just want you to know that, okay? So this program, about half of it is black light. So we're going to be turning the lights on and off through different songs. So don't be scared, kids, if the lights go off. And there's one song where it takes us about a minute to get everything together. So halfway through the program, all of a sudden there's a big dead spot. Don't worry, like something went wrong. It didn't, okay? I have a few jokes here. Everybody always... they come for the jokes and then they save for the puppets, right? Just kidding. All right, I want to thank these young people, too. These are excellent young people. They're just on their own. I'll be sitting out here watching, and Barb will just be sitting back there. They just do the whole thing, so... But you kids ever hear knock-knock jokes? Okay. Got a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock. Mary. Merry Christmas. I got another one. Knock-knock. Abby. Abby New Year. I think you're a jokester. Okay, did you hear that Walmart's giving away dead batteries for Christmas? They're free of charge. Did you hear about the gingerbread man who went to the doctor complaining of a sore knee? The doctor asked if he tried icing it. You know, inflation is really getting bad, ain't it? You know, you go to the store and the prices are so high. But that's just my 3 cents. And you know, I was putting up Christmas lights today and I fell off a 32-foot ladder. It's good I was on the first rung. Yeah, my dog ate a string of Christmas lights today. I had to bring to the vet. The vet was able to remove them. He said the dog was delighted. What do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their game in a hotel lobby? Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. How did Scrooge win the football game? The ghost of Christmas past. And I have one more. Why did the snowman call his dog Frost? Because Frost bites. Okay, we're ready for the program. Thank you.
and girls, we've got some work to do. We're going to celebrate the greatest gift of all, Jesus. Let's text, email, Facebook, anything to get the good news out. And then tomorrow, we're all going to meet back here for a progress report. We'll make the most of every day.
Ms. Wright, just one question. How do you have a birthday party for Jesus anyway?
Oh, I know. It's easy. You do what he would do. You invite everybody.
That's right. God gave us all the best Christmas present ever, Jesus. So children, everyone's invited to his birthday party. So let's be angels and share the good news.
Like angels, we are messengers here on earth to tell of Jesus' birth. Singing out the heavenly news, a Savior's been born, born for me and you. With the angel choir, come along and sing. Glory in the highest to the newborn King.
It's good to see you all back here this morning. Natalie, have you checked the RSVP list on your computer? How many guests have replied?
Three.
Three? Oh, man.
It's still early. I'm sure we'll hear more today.
Oh, I know. Let's hit the media. We'll get a lot of people that way. How about Channel 4?
Oh, yeah. Rod Stark always does that segment. What's new at noon?
He announced my great-grandma's 100th birthday party.
So for sure he'll announce a party for someone who's over 2,000 years old.
Great idea. That's our plan then. After this meeting, you kids go to the television station.
And we'll get an interview with Rod Stark, Anchorman.
Oh, I just love birthday parties, all the cake and candles and balloons.
And all the wonderful gifts. By the way, what do you give somebody who has everything?
The best gift you can give is the one thing he wants, you. I hope everyone at his birthday party will make room in their heart for him this Christmas.
Who wouldn't want to make room for Jesus?
Well, like, the innkeeper sure didn't, like, have room in his inn. And Herod didn't have room either in his heart.
Remember what Jesus said? I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come in.
Caramel macchiato with whip.
Coming, sir.
And makeup. My nose is shiny.
So sorry, Mr. Stark.
And do something about my hair. It needs product.
Yes, sir.
Stark, you're sensational.
Yes, Stark, you're sensational. We're live in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, world. This is Anchorman Rod Stark with What's New at Noon. Time is running out on this Christmas season, and we have some adorable kids who have an invitation for you.
Hi. Like, we want to invite you to, like, the best birthday party ever at Community Bible Church, like, this Saturday night.
Like, for who? And, like, how old will they be?
Well, actually, he'll be, like, over 2,000 years old, and his name is Jesus. So, yeah.
He wants to know you, and you should know him.
It's really going to be wonderful. We're going to...
Thanks, kids, for that wonderful invitation. Now we're going to go check on what's happening.
But we're not finished!
They're just adorable and naive. Imagine a birthday party for someone 2,000 years old. I may have to cover that myself.
But wait, it's true. Jesus' birth was the dividing point of all world history. B.C., before Christ,
and A.D., we are living in the year of our Lord.
Aren't they cute? Come on, kids, Christmas is just a holiday. It didn't change all of history, so happy holidays. This is Rod Stark on What's New at Noon, and that's the news.
And cut! That's a wrap!
Okay, hey, how did I look?
You looked sensational, Stark.
Okay, kids, we've only got 3 days left, and I heard that interview didn't go as well as we'd hoped.
That's for sure.
It didn't sound like Mr. Stark has opened the door of his heart.
Jesus is knocking on a lot of people's hearts, but not everyone is ready to answer.
But not answering to him? He's really saying no, isn't he?
Well, exactly.
Did we get, like, any more responses, Natalie?
2 more RSVPs. We're up to 5. Uh-oh!
What?
No, one of them is a cancellation.
This is gonna be impossible.
Now, children, now wait a minute. I distinctly remember an angel in the Christmas story saying to Mary, nothing is impossible with God.
That's right. We can do this. Absolutely, positively.
Nothing is impossible with God.
On the air in 20 seconds.
We're hurrying as fast as we
can, Mr. Stark.
And do something about my nose. It looked huge on TV last night.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Stark.
They do makeup, not magic, Stark. We're on in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, world. This is Anchorman Rod Stark with What's New at Noon, coming to you from the mall. I'm outside the Ho-Ho Holiday Home Store, where the biggest sale of the season is just 2 days away. 60% off. That's news. This Saturday night between 5 and 8 p.m. They're reminding me that it's also the exact time of that birthday party, you know, that party those kids are throwing for the 2,000-year-old man? Let's see. 60% off or a party for a 2,000-year-old guy? A sensational sale or that pointless party? I wonder what people would rather do. Let's ask these guys what the wise thing to do is. Excuse me, Anchorman Rod Stark here. Let me ask you, will you guys be finishing your shopping Saturday night at the Ho-Ho Holiday Sale?
No, no,
no! We're going to a party!
Yeah, we heard about it from you yesterday. It's the birthday party celebrating Jesus. Remember, the birth that was the dividing point of all history.
What? You've got to be kidding. You don't really believe that stuff, do you?
You look like wise guys to me.
Well, thank you.
Like those wise guys, those magi, who saw the light that led them through the night. I want to be wise too, in all I say and do. So where you lead, Lord, I will follow you. Wherever you lead me,
I'll gladly go.
Wherever you call me,
your voice I'll know.
Wherever your light shines,
the path I'll see. For I know you're watching over me. Like those wise guys, those magi, who saw the star and traveled from afar. I want to be wise too, and always look to you. So be my guide and let your light shine through. Wherever you lead me, I'll gladly go. Wherever you call me, your voice I'll know. Wherever your light shines, the path I'll see. For I know you're watching over me. Walking, walking, walking.
Believe who I saw at the mall yesterday.
Who?
Rod Stark. He was doing his What's New at Noon right outside some holiday store. He was pushing a big sale that's gonna take place right during our party.
Oh no!
Now no one's gonna come to our party.
Oh no!
We have just one more day to tell people.
Natalie, how does it look?
Not good. The internet's been down all day. I'm not sure what's happening.
Pray.
What?
I said we need to pray.
That's a great idea, Mia. That's exactly what we should do. Would you like to lead us?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you know that we are all trying to have this birthday party for you, and you know who we're supposed to invite. We only have one more day, and will you please help us?
We should have come to you in the first place. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now, children, I think we need to get back to basics, one-to-one, the personal approach. I know that one of the most effective ways to reach people is for each one of us to talk to the people God has put in our everyday lives.
What? Isn't that kind of old-fashioned?
With all this technology, we're actually going to talk to people?
Yes, face-to-face. What if each one of us went to our neighbors?
Our friends and classmates.
The mailman, the grocery store clerk.
Our teachers at school.
Yes, exactly. Why don't we personally invite the people we know? The shepherds told everyone they saw about the good news. Let's go and tell the people today.
Somebody's got to tell the world about Jesus. Somebody's got to tell them he is the way. I'll be the one to share the love of Jesus. I'll go and tell the people today.
Somebody's got to tell the world about Jesus. Somebody's got to tell them he is the way. I'll be the one to share the love of Jesus. I'll go and tell the people today.
Miss White, do you think anyone will show up?
Where is everybody?
Yeah, someone should be here by now.
What are we gonna do if no one shows up?
Now, children, let's celebrate his birthday with whoever is here.
Boy, you really don't want to go to this party, do you?
No, I don't. I just want to get a shot of this sentimental little holiday gathering and then get back over to the store.
Do you think anybody will show up for this birthday party?
No, not really, no. Nobody born over 2,000 years ago has any relevance today. How's my tie?
Sensational.
How's my hair look?
Fine! I'm not your makeup and hair girls.
Hey, where are they tonight anyway? Well, here goes nothing.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, world. Rod Stark here. I'm at the holiday party, and as you can see, nobody was able to... Wait, what's going on here? Cut! Cut! I said cut! What's everybody doing here? Why did they all show up?
I didn't know you were coming to this party.
You never asked us.
We wouldn't miss this.
We come here every Christmas.
And thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Stark. And Merry Christmas.
Like, I knew you'd come.
You came to celebrate Jesus' birthday with us.
Hey, this is cool. Sensational.
I don't get it. Why is this day, this party, so special to you?
It's all about the good news of Jesus' birth.
Good news?
Well, the good news is quite simply that God gave us the greatest gift of all, His Son, Jesus.
He wanted to have a relationship with us so much that He reached down to us and was born on earth in a manger.
But each of us have to make a choice.
Will you give him the best Christmas?
Could be the turning point of your life.
What will you do with Jesus? What will your answer be? Will you receive him in your heart this Christmas? Will you
tell me, what will you do with Jesus?
Of all the interviews I've taken and given, I've never been asked that question before.
Maybe that's why you were invited to the party.
I was invited?
Yes, God knew who needed to be invited here tonight.
I never even knew what Christmas was about.
Maybe we can show you.
Jesus came about. There was a census taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own city to register. So Joseph went up to Bethlehem, the city of David. He went there with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds out in the fields nearby keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid.
Fear not, the angel said. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Christmas story, how do you see yourself responding? Are you sharing the good news of the Savior's birth like the angels?
Or like Mary, are you willing to humble yourself and be used by God regardless of what circumstances you find yourself in? Do you believe nothing is impossible with God?
The innkeeper had no room at the inn, and Herod had no room in his heart. How about you? Do you hear Jesus knocking at the door of your heart? Will you say yes to him?
Like the shepherds, God uses ordinary people like you and me to tell the world about Jesus. Are you willing to be his messenger?
And finally, I hope we are all willing to follow in the wise men's footsteps once we've seen the true light of Jesus. Will you bow and worship him as your Lord and King?
Quick! Let's do a report.
Tape or live?
Live! I'm more alive than I've ever been.
Sensational! 3, 2, 1.
Hello, world. This is Rod Stark with a major breaking story. When I arrived here tonight, I was B.C., before Christ. Here at this birthday party, I've made a change. It's A.D. for me. An amazing day. I met a 2,000-year-old man. He's alive, and he saved my life. And I must say, he's given me the best Christmas present ever. And that's the good news.
Good news, great joy. Good news.